Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And I just really want to encourage you that no matter what goes on, and we'll be talking probably more about it this week, that when you think about what your stand for God, when you stand for righteousness, which is in the blood of Jesus Christ, at the cross of Christ, to be empowered to do what Jesus said to do in our lives, that we have a desire to do right. You know what I'm saying? We're not just throwing our hands up and say, grace. Listen, she ain't going to save you because that's a different grace than the grace God's talking about. And say goodnight, Gracie. Anyway, so, you know, with that, that when King Josiah stood up for righteousness despite him not knowing anything, when he found out, just suddenly, he found out what was right, which means up until that point, no telling what he was doing because he didn't even know what was right. You know, and nobody was letting him know. It's so funny when they showed up at the temple. And he sent some people over. He says, listen, I want you to take the money that's in the hand of the people in leadership. And I want you to give all this money to the people who are not in leadership. And I want you to want the carpenters and stuff. And I don't want you to restrain them at all because they're trustworthy and faithful. And let them rebuild things. And so it took the control out of the high priest, you know, that was going there. And so then the secretary comes over of King Josiah and says, what's going on? This is what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, the high priest goes, you won't believe what I found. I'm serious. You know, you won't believe what I found. Wow. You won't believe what I found. And he's like, what? You know, he's like, I found the Bible. I found the word of God. And it was like, come on, that's a little suspicious. I mean, if you've been in that temple all this long and you are a priest, and all of a sudden, you know, but it's so cool that even in the context of that, well, really not in the context of that, because still the high priest was held definitely accountable for it, but I'm talking more so about Josiah. But, you know, he's just like, look here what I found, actually the right way to do things, you know. And so the secretary got it, you know, I think it was Shaphan, and that was the man. And he goes back to Josiah. And Josiah hears the word for the first time. This might be you hearing the word for the first time. And that's why we're here. We're here for you to hear the same time we're hearing, so we together can do what Josiah did. And as soon as he heard what was right, this is so important. As soon as he heard what was right, he didn't go to the people who were already who'd been twisting the word and hiding the word and all this different stuff. He immediately, his heart was just, you know, convicted to the core, and he couldn't believe. He was so shocked that this is actually how things are supposed to be done. And he took his clothes, his robes, and he ripped all of his robes. He just ripped them all. And he's going, oh my goodness, the anger of the Lord is burning against us. You know, and we're going to talk more about that. But he began a route, a right response to a holy God in a terrible situation. And he was spared from what was going to happen. And if you want to, you need to listen up to VFN radio. You need to be a part. If you're hanging with people who aren't hearing from God, you need to encourage them to begin to hear from God. But if they're not interested in it, you need to hang with hearers and doers. Hang with doers, and hang with just hearers and hearers, but make sure you hang with somebody who's going to hear God and do what he said. And it's not hiding the Bible until all of a sudden things are about to fall apart, and to say, look, you hear what I got. And it's like, oh my goodness. And then all of a sudden you're going to fall to the sin of offense. You're going to be offended and you can't get over it, but you can't be offended now because I'm telling you, and realize this is spiritual things that we actually wrestled against. But what he did was he ripped his clothes and he went through this whole right response towards God. And there's some rough times coming to the world. There's some rough times coming to America. But, you know, the church will prevail. God will protect those who rip their hearts and rend their hearts and acknowledge God is right and us is wrong, and that, Lord, give me the grace to follow. We just got to be broken about it. If you're not broken, you're not broken about what's going on, that's a dangerous state, because what's about to happen, you're going to be a part of that, you know. But if you're broken, if God sees you just downhearted about the condition, not just faking it, but you're like, look at the condition of the church. You look at the condition of marriage and family and the state and the nation that once, you know, knew that it was founded on the Christian principles and Jesus, God as the God of America, and Jesus as the Lord of America. And you see the condition of it and you're broken over that. Listen, don't do something to stop the brokenness. That's good. God's going to see the brokenness. and realize God will reward you for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just want to encourage you this morning that you can make a personal decision to respond appropriately. And if you listen to VFN Radio, we're going to be talking to you about that. We're going to talk to you about it to be encouraged. Listen, God loves you. And any hardship or discipline that would come to a people is because God loves us. It's not because he hates us. He says, consider hardship as discipline, that I'm treating you as a son. And, mm-hmm. and family's been so torn apart that when proper love is shown, proper discipline is shown, everybody freaks out about it. You know, they go like, oh, what is this? This what it, I guess I'm hated. No, actually,
what is
love.
That?
Yeah. What meanest thou this? You know, and so we got to recapture that. We got to begin to turn this ship back to, you know, God loves me enough. I mean, you think about why would he discipline me? That's because mm-hmm. he does not want me to die outside of him.
That's right.
You know, and the only way the enemy can dupe us in that is to say, you will always be inside of him no matter what you do after you meet him. And mm-hmm. not true. And so we're going to talk about that. You know, we all should have a reverential fear of the Lord right now and what's happening.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.